This is the intersection of assistive, educational, and information technology. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, technology can promote independence, and inclusive technology has become more available for everyone. Welcome to the Inclusive Technology for All podcast with your host, Mike Murata.
Hello there. Happy New Year. Welcome to episode 66, which will be released on January 6, 2020. This episode will have the usual updates on inclusive tools and an AT chat update, and we will start our next deep dive coaching book. The book we're going to be focusing on for the next handful of episodes is The Coaching Habit, Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever by Michael Bungay Stanier. This episode focuses on the first type of question in the book called the kickstart question. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. Make sure you leave your comments and ideas about topics for upcoming episodes. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast and leave your audio message. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. All right, let's go. As the calendar rolls into 2020, the run-up to the November presidential elections will kick into another gear. But with all this talk from the candidates, we actually hear surprisingly little about their stance on supporting people with disabilities. In order to learn more about their policy positions, the American Association of People with Disabilities, the National Council on Independent Living, and the Rev Up campaign have developed a presidential candidate questionnaire. This questionnaire has been sent to all the major party candidates and to date has been completed by the following candidates: Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Marianne Williamson. The questionnaire consists of an executive summary, which highlights their top two or three policies and how they will advance the full community integration of people with disabilities, and nine sections which cover their platform. The nine sections are leadership, advancing the civil and constitutional right of Americans with disabilities to be integrated into society, healthcare, reducing unemployment and ensuring employment and economic empowerment of people with disabilities in the federal workforce, education, affordable, integrated, and accessible housing, transportation, technology, which in fact touches on assistive technology is one of the questions, and finally, climate change and emergency preparedness. I'll include a link to the questionnaire page in the show notes. Each candidate is represented on the page, and there is a link to their responses if they have actually responded. Make sure you dig into this and share it with anyone who's a registered voter. Remember, knowledge is power. Over the past several weeks, the website Instructables has been running an assistive technology contest. If you're not familiar with this website, you just have to press stop right now on this podcast and head over there and check it out. It's a community of makers that provide project plans to build just about anything. I mean, get some cardboard PVC and some duct tape, and I'm pretty sure you can build like 100 different things off that website. But the assistive technology contest is designed to produce some simple AT solutions. As of this recording, the contest had 65 entries. The ideas range from adapted utensils to a student schedule with auditory cues, which is designed around a makey-makey device. If you've ever seen one of those, that's really cool. And a custom foot mouse, among 62 others. If you want to check out the entries, visit the website at instructables.com/contest/assistive tech. I really enjoyed digging into the Everyday Instructional Coaching book over the past 7 episodes, and I enjoyed it so much, I'm going to make this a thing now for the podcast. So starting with this episode, we'll be diving into a new book called The Coaching Habit, Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever. The book is broken down into 7 types of questions we should be asking to support our coaching. The types of questions are kickstart, awe, focus, foundation, lazy, strategic, and learning. For this episode, we'll talk about the first question, which is the kickstart question, an opening question that gets the conversation happening fast and deep. When I think about coaching or facilitating a professional development session, I think about asking questions. I like to think of it as a dialogue, each of us having an equal part in that interaction. So I really like the idea of the kickstart question, which is, what's on your mind? When I read this, I instantly thought about Ed Camps. I'm sure most of you have participated in Ed Camp, but if you haven't, go to the edcamp.org website to learn about these amazing kind of educator-led grassroots learning events. The idea of an Ed Camp is conversations where we all lead, not presentations with a leader, but conversations where everybody shares and learns. Basically, we all share what's on our mind. Unfortunately, I've been to many Ed Camps lately that have lost that spirit a bit. I don't really want to give up my Saturday morning to stare at the front of the room while somebody speaks at me for 45 minutes. Instead, I'm there to be an active participant in the conversation. In fact, I make it a point when I lead an Ed Camp session to start with the question, what do we want to talk about today? It's us. It's not that one person. It's everyone. And this is the philosophy behind the kickstart question. Draw people in. Let them lead the conversation. As a coach, I want to support educators. By letting them drive the conversation, it will create a deeper connection and a sense of trust between all the parties. Another focus of this chapter was a discussion about the 3 P's model. When asking questions, this model helps provide focus for our coaching conversations. The 3 P's are projects. And this makes sense as a starting point. What are we working on? What needs to happen in order to complete these projects? Most of our coaching support directly relates to completing some type of task or project. The second P is people. We all love that, isn't it? Isn't working with people sometimes the most difficult aspect of one of these interactions? But we get to the core of how to connect with people, collaborate, and work effectively to solve our problems by asking questions, digging deeper. And then finally, the third P is patterns. We all have behavior patterns in the way we work. Are these helping us meet our goals, or are they causing us difficulties and then producing the barriers to success? Having a deep conversation about patterns might not be the starting point during our coaching sessions, but once trust has been established, this area of focus can provide the deepest personal and professional change. Do you have a kickstart question that you use during your coaching sessions? Well, share them. Share your thoughts on SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast, and I'll include it in the next episode. And during the next episode, we'll discuss the awe question. That's AWE. The author shares this introduction of the awe question, in which the best coaching question in the world is revealed and you marvel at the power of 3 small words. I had the opportunity recently to present a webinar for Don Johnson titled AT Today, The Role of Accommodations in Specially Designed Instruction. Today's classrooms, if you think about it, have more technology than probably ever before, but how are we leveraging that technology to support specially designed instruction to make sure the unique needs of each and every student are met in the classroom? Some of the topics that were covered in this webinar included tools built into Google Chrome and tools that even go beyond Google, ways to identify the right individualized reading accommodations, how to support students with reading and writing tasks, and tools that make instruction more effective for educators. This free webinar is now available on demand via the Don Johnson website, and I'll add the link to the show notes. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Well, then join us every Wednesday night on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and I lead a hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. So there was no AT Chat this past week. I guess that's not really much of an update, but I guess it is at the same time. We took a break for the holidays, but we will return on January 8th, 2020, and we're always looking for ideas for conversation topics. So if you have an idea for a chat topic, or even maybe you want to lead the conversation, great. Send me a message on Twitter or shoot me an email at mike@mmatp.com. and we'll get you on the schedule. Don't forget to check out the AT Chat spreadsheet at bit.ly/ATChat1920, and that has all the Wakelet archives from all the chats from this whole year.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow Mike on Twitter at MMATP and visit his website at MMATP.com. For inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes.